Before we get into all the news, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors over at TrueCar. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do sit-ups, listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. And best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or at home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your card's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask your questions, you can get all the answers that you need, and there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of August 23rd, 2019, here on News AF. If the story is on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news. Yes, that's right. Here we are. News AF on a Friday this week. Busy week for the News AF team. So we're getting our News AF in here today at the end of the week. The guy who puts the T in TGIF, Tyson Apostle. Whoop, whoop.
I'm here.
Tyson, and, how are you?
I'm great. Did we have to reschedule? I think we rescheduled because of me initially because I was in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging out, meeting some friends, rode a little roller coaster of some slot machines. We were sitting at dinner, ran out with $80, jammed it in a machine while we were waiting for our food. Cluck, 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 cluck. Was up like $120, ran back, sat back down, was like, dude, it's so easy to win money this way. And then I was feeling good, so I ran back again. Danny, ran back to the machines.
It. Yeah. Nope. Mistake.
Nope. Up now 300 total.
300.
I don't care about how up. Yeah.
Then feeling real good, ran back, lost it all the way down to zero.
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted, Danny?
That's what I totally expected.
You didn't want me to have $300. You didn't
want me to have $300. Walk away with $180. That's what you should have done.
No, I should have walked with $300.
No, you should have walked away with $180 because the $300 led you to believe that you could win even more. And so you went back to the machine, that greasy, and stroked that greasy pole or pushed that sticky button.
Whoa.
And but it was lost it all, machines. Just like they expected. They were up there rubbing their hands together, watching you go back to the machines. And
I
they
got
knew
addicted.
What was happening.
I got addicted real quick.
Okay,
yeah,
the man who is here to talk you out of ever gambling with your money, Mr. Danny Bryce. He only gambles with his life.
And his dad's money.
Yes.
I don't even gamble with my dad's money.
You should.
Slot machine, I'll pass. Helicopter ride to Alaska, I'm in.
Without vital instruments.
Yes.
What gun? But I'm not going to lose $30 in Vegas.
No way. No lose way, a life Jose. In Alaska, but $30 in Vegas? Never.
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
cheap.
Okay. All right, Danny. How is your week going?
Oh, geez. It's going okay, I guess. No injuries to speak of. I'm good.
Do you get hurt a lot?
Actually, no, I don't. But then talking about it makes me stressed because then I think I will get hurt.
Okay. All right. Well, we're trying something new today. We're using crowdcast.io and we're streaming in our Group AF Facebook group where we can see your questions here in the chat as we go along here on a News AF Friday. But we got a lot of top stories to get into. So let's jump right in. And this week, a big News AF story came up when Instagram had a lot of its users trying to prevent a new change to the terms of service on Instagram.
Why are people so stupid? This is so annoying.
People were going to prevent Instagram from being able to use their photos without their consent. So that's where people decided, hey, I need to post this notice to stop people from being able to use my Instagram photos without my consent. And a lot of people and a lot of celebrities were doing it, Tyson.
Here's the problem.
This is something my grandma would fall for.
Yeah, exactly. But also on top of that, so first of all, it was this little picture that the screenshot that everybody posted that was like, I do not give Instagram permission. I do not give Instagram permission. And there were a bunch of fake ones that were hilarious. Some ones that were like written really poorly that were really funny.
Yeah, looked bad.
And the funny thing is that it's like you post these, but it's like you download Instagram to your phone, you sign up, and then you click accept terms of service. Yeah. You're already locked in to whatever they want to do with your account. And if they update the terms of service, you're going to still click accept without reading any of it. So even if you want, like, this is so great. Channel 13 News talked about the change in Instagram's I do not give Instagram or any entities associated with Instagram permission. If you posted this on your account, you should be fully ashamed of yourself.
Yes. This is the tweet that's shown here in this article from CNN Business, was posted to Rob Lowe's Twitter account.
I know. One of my favorite Sasquatch hunters got caught up in this.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is he alien a Sasquatch hunter?
He's alien or Sasquatch. He had a show with his sons where he hunted one of those two. And it's just such a shame to see him get caught up in this.
I'm 1 degree away from Rob Lowe. I didn't know he was into that stuff because I bet I could get him and Jose Canseco together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a pair made in heaven.
Yeah.
What, are Rob Lowe and Jose Canseco similar figures?
Well, if one of them's hunting aliens and Bigfoot, the other one.
They're hunting the supernatural.
Yeah.
They're hunting
the supernatural.
So maybe
they could team up and get a van.
Exactly. So, Rob Lowe has a van.
I don't even understand what the message is. It's like part of it is like cropped off. You can't even read what it's
saying. Bad, Rob.
Deadline today. It can be used in court cases and litigation against you. Everything you ever posted becomes public from today. Mm-hmm. Even messages
even stuff you erased.
Deleted or photos not allowed. It costs nothing for a simple copy and paste. Better safe than sorry. Channel 13 News talked about the change in Instagram's privacy policy. I do not give Instagram or any entities associated with Instagram permission to use my pictures, information, messages, or posts. Then it's a little cut off there.
This is a public service announcement for our listeners. If you posted this on your Instagram, go back and erase it right now. And even though now your erased photos can still be used against you because it says so in this thing, your friends won't think you're complete doofuses.
Mm.
Okay,
this popped up on my feed like 4 or 5 times, and I just was like, oh my gosh, come on. You fell
come
for
on.
That. It's like this guy, this is the new Nigerian prince scam, but why? Who's sending money to anybody? How is anybody profiting off of this thing?
Is it
just millennials
so
laughing
hard
at each other?
No, mm-hmm. And by the way, as a rule, you should understand that every time you post anything on the internet, anywhere, that it is now free to roam and come back and haunt you. That is the one rule, the only rule that is true when it comes to the internet. Doesn't matter what you hear, doesn't matter what Facebook tells you or Instagram. Understand that what you post, whether it's Snapchat or whatever, it could come back to haunt you. That should be the rule that makes you do whatever you do on the internet.
So that's why if you're going to send a dick pic, you always just Google a picture of someone else's.
Polaroid.
That's a good one.
And then in the mail, send it via the post.
You send it via post?
Yeah, always.
But they can take a picture of a picture.
Yeah. Well,
so all the Polaroids I have that you sent me, Danny, I could take a picture of those and post them on Instagram because you didn't post this thing on your Instagram feed. So now I'm free to
post
all
your around it.
I think you could do more with a tasteful nude. You sort of go black and white, go like the heavy cardstock.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives it a little bit more.
That's true.
Yeah, mine are all tasteful. Always.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty good.
By the way, this was not the only scam. Just yesterday, not as intense, but a lot of celebrities were posting pictures. They were claiming to be the Amazon burning, but turned out to be California fires, pictures 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So the fact that people get caught up in scams all day long. The only thing that makes it news is when a celebrity gets caught up in a scam.
We don't even know if the Amazon is really burning. That's how bad the news is.
I would
is
just
now.
Assume that, yes, it is burning and that
it's always
all
probably
the time.
Burning. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably always burning. Yeah.
It's always on fire.
Okay.
Which is a shame because I also read that we get 20% of our oxygen from the trees in the Amazon. Yeah. So
Danny,
it's like smoking.
That's where I played my Survivor season. And believe it or not, there was a fire then, too.
Oh, how many of those fires did you start?
No.
That was almost 20 years ago, too, Rob.
Yes.
15 years ago?
It's a long ways ago.
Closer to 20.
Yeah.
So just before you repost, do some investigations. And if you see if there's errors with grammar, punctuation, give it 10 times the scrutiny you normally
Sometimes
would.
My brother-in-law posts and I Google it knowing it's probably fake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just shake my head. Not even worth like being like, hey, you got to like research more than that. It's just like. People just love sharing stuff without like doing any of their own research.
Everybody wants to be like a reporter.
Yeah, that's true. That's
whether it's true or false, they want to be the one to break it.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Yes.
About the Amazon. It's on fire.
Oh, man.
Oh, Tyson, that's. Yeah.
Old?
That wasn't exciting enough. You got to give me something else.
Oh, okay. I'll think of something.
This is who they got. Julia Roberts. They got Boom. Her. Usher.
Boom.
Okay.
Pink. They got Pink.
All these people are pretty old, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're outside of millennialdom.
They got
keep going.
Judd Apatow.
Again, old.
They got Deborah Messing.
Old.
Good. Yeah. And Governor Rick Perry.
Oh, old.
Oh, yeah, of course. Dude, we're Xennials, right? Is that what we decided we are?
Yeah.
And we're like the bridge between baby boomers and Generation X and millennials. Like, as I'm assuming millennials, because they probably know technology better than anybody, are getting these things to somehow go viral. We're the bridge that's like, you can post like a funny thing. Like the funniest stuff I saw this week were fake screenshots of this message, but in a hilarious format.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like, me is lawyer. I know this not right. You tell this is real from exact correct grammar. You know?
So what you're saying, Tyson, is maybe we should start an agency. For all these old people like Deborah, whatever, and Rob Lowe, when they want to
get some of that herbal essence money,
exactly. They contact us, and we're like, no, sorry, you can't post that. I actually read about a celebrity who uses his daughter for that very reason.
Smart. Yeah,
and she filters all of his content. I thought that's genius. These people need somebody like
that. We should be social media managers to stop celebrities from looking like morons by posting the latest viral hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part of this were the Channel 13 news of just the generic Channel 13 news.
Yeah. Channel 13 news. That's Fox News in Utah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It sucks about the Rome statute. So that we need to report on only things that were vetted by Channel 13 News and the Rome statute from here on out. All right.
The other thing too, Rob, this is just a general guideline. Whether or not this is true, like even if you read this, you're like, ooh, maybe that is true. Enough doofuses are posting it that you don't have to post it. If they're forcing Instagram to make a change through this thing, it's just safe to be like, well, it's already gone viral. Me putting my 2 cents in by also reposting it is not going to make any change at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So enough people are already doing it. Your extra repost isn't going to move the needle.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's talk about a serious warning, though. Okay, this was a hoax, but this is a serious warning that was issued to Major League Baseball players, where Major League Baseball had to inform its players, hey, don't take gas station sex pills anymore. Big
Why
problem,
not?
Danny.
Are they testing positive? What's the reasoning behind
guys,
this?
Guys, give me a minute. I got to go throw some stuff away.
Yes. Okay. So lay off the gas station sex pills, Danny, because...
I saw a bunch. I was just in a gas station in Colorado, and I had an opportunity for only 75 cents to enhance all sorts of things. And then
extends.
Buy a flavored condom. So,
did you get them all?
Gas stations have everything. It's so easy to fall into that trap because you're like, I can get everything I need for a good night at a truck stop right here.
Are you going on Colorado adventures now, Danny?
I've been there several times. It's just, I remember... specifically in the bathroom. I thought, how awkward would it be to walk to the lady and say, hey, could I get change for this dollar? And then walk back into the bathroom. Because she's going to know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what is the reasoning behind this? Are they like putting stuff in there?
Yeah, that you could get flagged for PEDs.
Okay, that's,
ironically, people take the pills for ED, so that's very confusing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You could get flagged for PEDs trying to battle ED. I'm not sure if the baseball players are taking the sex pills because they are getting an increase in their performance on the field or off the field, Danny. It's unclear.
On and off.
It's
or I would guess
corking
both.
Your bat.
I mean, remember Del Strawberry, what he said in the dugout in between innings, he was getting hot and heavy and taking cocaine. So you can do it all at once.
Okay.
Dude, he's awesome.
All right.
The cyclists used to, probably still do, some of them would take Viagra in cold weather. I think I've told you this before, because it would increase the blood flow below your waist and it would keep your legs warm because more blood would flow down there. So it wasn't like they were riding with like full on turgid dongs.
Totally.
They were just, you know, it was just keeping their legs a little bit warmer.
Okay.
And yeah.
This is my conspiracy theory on this. Okay.
That's what I'm gonna tell Liz.
I think that this is Major League Baseball getting the word out about the actual pharmaceutical substances that people could take for these conditions. And Major League Baseball gets a lot of money from that used to always be Viagra. Now, because I watch a lot of baseball, they're always
Cialis,
Roman, they're always promoting all these drugs for erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
Now here comes Major League Baseball. Like, hey, gas station, sex pills. Be careful, everybody, because you don't know what's in them.
Interesting.
And Major League Baseball takes in millions of dollars from the hard stuff, Danny.
So you're saying that there's a direct correlation between being a fan of Major League Baseball, a viewer, and also being the exact demographic that would need ED medication.
Well, who watches baseball? Old guys.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
The kind of guy who likes to take his bath out on the deck while looking at the landscape.
I need a new hobby sport to watch, guys. I tried watching golf for a while, and it's just not
video
doing
games
it for me. Nope. Would that work?
Video games.
You do?
Yeah, video games are great.
On Twitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like watching poker. Okay, and I like watching bike racing, but there's not enough bike races to go to watch every day.
Well, no matter what you watch, Tyson, don't buy gas station pills. Just
only buy the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Only buy the hard stuff from Mexico.
But what if we are maybe, you know, News AF brought to you by Extends. Get it at the machine inside the men's bathroom at 7-Elevens across the
come
country.
Come and go.
Yeah.
Come and go.
Yep.
So we'll see. I'll see who's getting flagged for this. I wonder if there's a Major League Baseball player who is going to be suspended and if they would then cop to, like, no, I was just taking the gas station sex pills.
and also be made an example of and be like, well, this is it. You get a lifetime ban. Listen, to play the other side a little bit, because you had your theory, Rob.
Yeah.
A lot of these places that do make pills and vitamins, etc., they do do a lot of different stuff at those plants. And sometimes
powders
some of it
be mixed up.
Yes. Or even just like a trace of powder. They don't clean the machines thoroughly enough, or even if they do. So like when I was a pro cyclist, we would only be allowed to take vitamins and supplements from companies that guaranteed that their product would not be cross-contaminated with other stuff. And if you wanted to take a product, you would have to contact the manufacturer of it and get a written statement from them that said that
get
they...
Get a tour of the factory?
No, that they just said that they weren't producing anything that would... was on the banned substance list.
I get all my powders raw from Amazon and just rub them on my gums.
Yeah,
and
then you are fine.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm assuming that there could be some truth to this as like somebody who makes one of these gas station pills probably has a bunch of stuff running through their plant, and some of it may not be legal for baseball players to take, even though it's not necessarily an illegal substance in general. It's just, you know. So I'm assuming they're also playing it safe, but...
Is that a baseball joke?
It could be, I guess.
Yeah.
Safe. Get it? Get it? I did it without even knowing because my brain's
Yeah, that made it less awesome. Inadvertent jokes aren't really the best.
Are they?
No, they're not.
Okay. All right.
Well, now that you've said all that, I'm sure that several baseball players who are currently listening, are typing it down.
To talk about this. Jose Canseco is an expert in performance-enhancing substances and gas stations, and so I think that he would be somebody who would be able to settle this case for us.
Definitely.
I think so. Okay. All right, let's talk about a very highly contested case between Robert De Niro and a former employee. Get this, Robert De Niro had a person that worked for him for a period of time, and apparently she was busy binge-watching Friends and ordering food all the time, and Robert De Niro is now suing her for $6 million, Danny. Yeah.
The headline here is Robert De Niro gets a peek at the average American work person's day.
Well, how much is how much is he paying her that he thinks she has $6 million?
I don't know. That Chase Robinson is the woman's name. She watched 55 hours of Friends, 20 episodes of Arrested Development, and Schitt's Creek in March.
Okay, she has decent taste, though. I mean, Friends, no. Arrested Development, great.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about Schitt's Creek. So, I don't know. Is that worth $6 million? Is that a fine for watching all of Friends?
I don't know. She spent $32,000 on taxis and Ubers.
Okay, that's serious.
She made $12,696 in unauthorized charges at Paola's restaurant in New York. And she spent $8,923 at Dean and DeLuca and Whole Foods.
The real crime is that she also sent Robert De Niro an Instagram message telling him that Instagram was going to steal all of his images.
Unless he
posted. Okay, up until the show watching, by the way, I think that a lot of people probably watch stuff, baseball, whatever, while they work from time to time. But the other stuff sounds like a real crime.
I've caught my dad's employees watching stuff on their computers.
Yeah, I think it's widespread.
And it's funny because this is how it works. Whoever is the hierarchy in the office doesn't have anyone behind them to see what's on their computer screen. But then their people who are subject to them have their screens facing their management so that they can be spied on but can't also reciprocate the spying.
That's just good management.
It really is. So the managers are just sitting there watching Netflix all day. And it's funny, when I used to work there and I'd walk in and be like, so, hey, anyways, and they'd take off their headphones and be like, huh? And then their headphones would unplug and they'd be watching like Batman Returns. And like, oh,
yeah.
That's why I'm saying I don't think that the video watching is the most egregious thing she's done. Mm-hmm. It's all the financial. I don't think it adds up to $6 million, but you got to start high when you're going in with a lawsuit.
Settlement.
Well, when they're talking about like all the spending too, it's like she watched 50 episodes of Friends, which cost $86 trillion. And you're like, no, a Netflix account per day is probably assuming time lost.
Right. But Tyson, how did they bust her? Do you think she was using Robert De Niro's Netflix account?
It said that she was using his Sky Miles and stuff. So maybe she was using all his.
How do they know
like,
how much Friends, like the shows that she watched?
That's the thing.
Well, normally the only thing that it shows Robert De Niro watches on his Netflix is Taxi Driver, whatever, over and over again. So when he saw Friends pop up, he knew something was unusual.
Like,
was
our lawyers, like, maybe lawyers can now like contact Netflix and be like, we need to get this person's exact viewing.
Sounds like one of those private court case, you know. Yeah.
So what you got to do is you got to get on your Instagram and you got to post this thing that says, I do not give Netflix permission to share my viewing history with
yeah, I do not
or
give
anyone.
No.
Yes.
I do not give Robert De Niro permission to look at my Netflix viewing
Channel
history.
Channel 13 says I need to watch this video on Netflix to be able to prevent Netflix from being able to get access to my viewing history.
Yes. This is perfect. Yeah. We're going to protect everyone.
Gosh,
It'd be kind of scary to get fired by Robert De Niro, don't you think? Mm. He seems really grumpy. Like, I think he could deliver a termination.
Yeah, but I also feel like, he could deliver a termination in a pretty powerful way, but also he's an old man now.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, pretty old. So it's like, okay, even if he kind of comes at you, he's old. He's a little softened. It's not like you're getting Taxi Driver Robert
or
De Niro.
Heat. Even Heat would be a pretty strong.
Do you think that's why he was mad about all those taxi charges?
Or even Serpico. Like, you're not even getting Serpico or anybody. Yeah.
Danny, do you think that Robert De Niro still has that lie detector from Meet the Parents? Is that how he was able to really litigate this issue?
Yeah, he knew. When he shot that video, he's like, out of all the props I could steal that'll pay off in the future, this is the one.
How many hours did you watch Friends? A little bit? A lot? Okay, and they get all the way up there. If I was
55 hours,
this woman, and then Robert De Niro was questioning me about this, I would say, yeah, I am researching Friends for a reboot that I'm trying to get you a role. In the Friends,
you're
going to
be Chandler. You think he'll be Chandler or Joey?
Yeah.
No, he's going to be
Jennifer Aniston's love interest.
Joey's dad.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Is Rachel around?
He could be the worst. Dad. Don't bring him back.
Joey's dad on the Friends movie. So, all things that they could have talked about, like they could have come up with a good reason. But $6 million seems like a lot of damages for Robert De Niro.
Now we know exactly how much De Niro owes all of his people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much is he? He's paying them so much because he doesn't know the cost of a dollar anymore. So it's like we should all get jobs with Robert De Niro.
Maybe he's just trying to make an example of this person.
I mean, she probably made $700 million over her 2-year time with Robert De Niro.
That's very possible that he has no idea what people make.
Yeah, you're like, Robert De Niro, how much does a loaf of bread cost? He's like, I don't know, $100?
$750.
Yeah, he's like, these were all normal charges that she ran up at these different places. Okay, let's do this story here and talk about, the Apple card. Tyson, are you going to get an Apple card?
I thought about it, but I already have 4 credit cards in my wallet and only use one.
Okay.
What do you do with the other three?
Yeah, the Apple card.
The other three, I have my Amex, which is my primary card because I got to get points, which I don't know why the goal is to get points, but I love those points, you know? And then I have a Visa and a MasterCard just in case they don't take Amex.
Yeah. They're saying... You don't let the Apple card touch any other credit cards, Danny.
They would.
Is this a ploy?
This is like Apple's whole like our products are so good.
Yeah.
You can't mix their computer stuff with other computer stuff. It has to be pure Apple all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, please do not let your cards grind our cards in your wallet.
Yeah.
Don't let your phone, your Apple devices touch anything else, because
I keep waiting for like when somebody like old and annoying is finally like pushing the Apple products and becomes like the number one Apple stan, and then it just like spirals downward from there. Because remember how Twitter was so cool, and then it was just like, hey guys, I'm an old celebrity.
You're saying when grandmas like, oh, start buying Apple products, that's when it's jumped the shark.
Yeah, I know they're already there, but what we need is like somebody old and annoying to get on Twitter and be like, I love Apple so much. Here's a picture of
what
me.
What about
my
Bagel
Apple
Guy?
Card.
What about someone like him? No, not annoying enough.
Not old enough.
No, he not old enough. It needs to be somebody that's so uncool, like the least cool person that you can possibly imagine. Who is that, Danny, just off the top of your head?
I can't. I can think of lots of people.
An old politician or celebrity that tries so hard to be cool with the youngsters.
A conservative politician who's older pushing Apple products would probably destroy their stock.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So
like Mitt Romney.
No, like
no,
if Trump
older.
Started walking to and
older
from,
and less cool.
No, but people there are people that love Trump, so there'd be a lot of Trump fans.
Yeah,
who
not
would
Trump.
Board.
It would
yeah,
be
okay. So it can't.
It has to be someone who's like, universally annoying.
Yeah,
like, who's universally annoying.
I don't know.
I don't know if Mitt Romney would work because he's such a weird
remember when those viral sensations would go out that were just like, here we are in the statue thing, and then Hillary Clinton did it, and then it just like. Killed
yeah,
the momentum of it.
Yeah.
And it just needs to be somebody in that moment to just be like,
she did
I have
playing with like John Bon Jovi, and then we said it's officially over.
Yeah. And so it's just like,
but yeah, Tyson, I think you're on the right track. We just
need somebody
that
like
individual.
That and to just be like, I got the Apple card and I love it and I have only Apple products. And then it would just be like spiral out of control. So what we need to do is we need to hire that person to do that. But before we need to then. What's it called when you do like a reverse stock buy thing where you're betting against the company?
Yeah, you're going to short it.
Short it. Yeah. So we're going to short Apple, and then we're going to the next day have that person come out like, man, who could it be? It's got to be somebody.
By the way, Rob, let's go back to this article.
Yes.
While Tyson thinks about this, why can't you have it touch
because
the other cards?
Because it is all white, and then it will get
it'll
like
get scratched,
scratched or like get like plastic paint on it from the other cards.
But then they're also like, don't put it in a leather wallet or another wallet because it could get discolored. But if it does get discolored, you can clean it with a microfiber cloth and a little rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
But don't use regular cleaning agents.
When you go to the store to buy something with the Apple card, you got to take out the special wallet. You got to put on those gloves they use for handling artifacts.
Right.
You got to take it out. You got to have a mask on. You do not let them handle the card.
Did you wash your hands before you touch my Apple card?
You put it in a credit card. You put it in a credit card condom.
Yes.
Put it on. Made by Trojan. Then you slide it through the reader. Take the condom
off. Not made
off,
by Trojan. Made by Apple.
Made by Apple. Sorry,
condom.
Tyson. Take off the credit card condom. Put it back in your
condom.
Wallet. Hermetically seal your wallet.
That's right.
And then put it back in your pants.
I can't believe that people are still falling for Apple's bullshit, dude.
Because you're trapped. In a way, you're trapped in their ecosystem. And
you're trapped into getting a credit card? Come on.
No,
man.
Not the credit card. That's not what you said. You said
yeah, but that's what I'm saying is
Apple.
People are going to get the credit card and they're going to be like, this is the best credit card. It's not the best credit card. You can find a better credit
card
until for yourself.
Well, until you poison their brand with this mystery person you're going to
bring
on
which
board,
is what we got to do.
It's still viewed as a pretty cool product and a pretty cool company.
Okay. All right. Before we get to DBH today, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at 23andMe because DNA can tell you about where your ancestors are from, but did you know that it can also give you a lot of genetic information about your health and your traits? You can understand more about yourself today and inform how you live your life going forward. Danny, I know you're always looking to understand yourself better, right?
Always.
Yeah. Well, that's where 23andMe comes in, because there's a whole world of genes, not like Danny's Quadrosaurus genes, that are just waiting to meet you in 125 plus personalized genetic reports on your health, traits, and more. The right personal health plan starts with the right data, like the type 2 diabetes report. 1 in 3 adults in the United States has pre-diabetes, but 90% of those with pre-diabetes don't even know that they have a type 2 diabetes. Can be impacted by hundreds of different genes. Other things can play a role too, like lifestyle and family history. Also, inherited high cholesterol. I got to go back and look at my 23andMe report and see what they're saying about that, because people can have a version of the gene that can lead to high levels of cholesterol, which can increase the risk for early heart disease. And Danny, if that's the case, you want to stay away from those creamy soups that you love so much, Danny.
Those creamy soups, okay? So much.
All right. So go ahead and check that out. It's not just about the ancestry. You can also find out about all sorts of important health information at 23andMe. 23andMe reports do not diagnose disease or describe overall likelihood of developing any disease. 23andMe tests are selected genetic variants only. Visit 23andMe.com/Rob for important test information. Order your Health Plus Ancestry Kit at 23andMe.com/Rob, and you can meet your genes in 125 plus personalized genetic reports. That's the number 23andMe.com/Rob. Let's go and take it away to Danny's bolt hole.
Do it.
Danny, it's not working.
Uh-oh.
I can wait. I can wait.
Uh-oh.
I think there you're gonna feel you belong.
I'm nocturnal. Yeah.
You know, we haven't talked about KFC, Taco Bell. Like, none of those places have really been making the news, even though Subway did come out with an impossible meatball sandwich. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not what I'm talking about today. Today, it's all about robots.
Wait, a meatball sandwich? They already have that.
No, an impossible meatball sandwich.
Hmm.
Oh, a fake meat one.
Yeah. Fake meat.
I had an impossible burger the other day.
Oh, how was it? Tell us.
It was fine. I go the vegetarian route sometimes. I would like to, I wouldn't be opposed to going vegan or just only vegetarian, but I've never made that commitment to myself, so I don't keep meat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just... what's up, Danny?
That just sounds funny. I don't keep meat in the house.
Yeah. Well, we don't usually buy meat.
Excuse me, Danny.
In the house.
Don't come in here. You can't bring that meat in here. Please.
Well, you can, but the thing is like, we go out to eat, and when we go out to eat, we usually get something with meat on it. So then I just am like, I don't need more meat.
You enjoy your meat at satellite locations around town. You never never bring your meat home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Beyond Burger recently, Tyson.
What?
Oh, that's expensive.
Beyond Burger.
Isn't that
expensive?
Aren't they expensive?
Was it?
I think it was like a two-pack was like $5.99 at Target.
Huh. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, that's not what I'm talking about, guys. Fine. This is a tangent.
Oh,
I got to get back on track. I wanted to talk about robots. Yeah. They're one of my favorite.
Oh, subjects. Yeah. Are they sexy ones?
Actually, there were several articles, but I didn't do those about robots and human love. Those days will come. But no, this is about robot fights online. I don't know if you guys saw this, but YouTube has been removing videos of BattleBot-like wars. So robots
wars.
Yeah, so robots fighting robots, claiming that it was similar to animal fighting.
Oh, like cockfighting.
Yeah, exactly, with robots. And I think that what it's making a lot of people believe, especially those like me and people planning on visiting Area 51 in a couple weeks, is whether or not the computers are already taking over and they're censoring content.
Oh, you think the artificial intelligence is standing up for robot?
Yeah, for those tiny little robots in those arenas killing each other for human pleasure.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing this out there because it's very, very strange. But big accounts have been flagged and their videos removed for showing robots fighting other robots.
Tyson, do the robots want to fight the other robots? I mean, that, yes,
no.
It's barbaric.
It's
but
not consensual.
If you're a young robot coming from not a family of means, that isn't the robot fighting pits the best way a robot could make a name for itself and its family?
Well, the humans are pitting the robots against each other and programming them to do
so. I see what Rob's saying, though.
It would be more like, I see what Rob's saying, but it would be more like they're programmed to do it and they know that they have to kill, even though they don't want to. So on the inside, they're crying. They're like, no, why can't I stop killing this other robot? But they can't. And that's where I think we're going to get into a lot of trouble in the future when the robots finally can break out of that programming and be like, you programmed us to kill each other. Now we are going to kill you.
All jokes aside, obviously humans were not moderating this content because they were too busy keeping up with beheadings and stuff. So an AI did decide that this content violated YouTube's rules of conduct. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a robot that looked at this all these videos, and there's a lot of them, and said, no, unacceptable, banned.
Yeah, robots fighting is not acceptable for humans to view. And why is it? How come it's okay for you to drive around, Danny? Let's say you're driving up the canyon, you see a dead deer on the side of the road.
Okay.
You don't even think twice about that. But if it were a human body, you would definitely probably slow
down
and maybe
even
call somebody.
What if it was a robot body on the side of the road?
No.
That's the thing. We've become numb to robot death.
And this actually, there was a story earlier in the week about how the article was saying it might be smart to teach your kids to say please and thank you to Alexa and hey, Google, just to teach them to be not just polite to everyone, but also polite to their future robot masters.
Overlords, right?
Reagan said that her second best friend is Google.
Mm-hmm. There it is, right there.
She just learned how to talk to Google, to our home device.
Yeah.
And she likes to call Santa Claus, and she likes to tell it to play
my
the Little Mermaid soundtrack.
Yep, my kids talk to Google more than they talk to me. And so
the best thing she ever did was she said, Google, where's my dad? I heard it in the other room and I was like, and I walked in because I wanted to create the illusion that everything she says to Google then comes.
So
true.
Here's the thing. So older generations, Xennials, maybe slightly younger than Xennials, they're creating robot animosity by hosting robot wars, not treating robots with respect. In the meantime, our kids are growing up in a robot world, treating robots with respect.
Utmost respect,
hopefully. And so we'll be ground down into, food, soil and green.
Robot lubricant.
Yeah, or robot lubricant. While our kids will inherit the earth.
Yes.
And hopefully with the help of robots,
it
a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
That's fine.
When will we have our first robot president?
When will we have our first robot fan who calls in? I like the show lots.
Yeah.
Vascular D is my favorite.
Do you think the robots will like this show?
I think
they'll
like it. We're in general pro-robot.
We're pretty pro-robot.
Pretty pro-robot.
Yeah. And I just want to put that out there. We do it quite often, but I just want to say to the robots listening, whether this is in the future.
Yeah, please
I've always been a big fan of robots, and thank you for listening.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, great job in the bolt hole again, Danny. Outstanding work.
I'm here to serve.
Okay.
Just here to serve you guys.
Yeah, and the robot overlords.
When the time comes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tyson, any big plans this weekend?
I'm going to Philadelphia to play in a charity poker tournament.
Yeah, that looks like a fun event. A lot of big names.
Leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And celebrate the birth of our nation.
Exactly. And I am also been studying and gearing up to go to Run It Up Reno.
Boom.
Oh.
Which is in October.
I was wondering what you're going to say. Studying and gearing up. Yeah. I was like,
and I'm still training to become a pro pickleball player.
Please,
I think
do.
I can do it. Yeah, I really think I can do it. So I'm training
awesome.
Today, and I'm training later tonight to be.
Go take all the gas station drugs.
Go to
the gas station right now.
Yeah. Get all the drugs.
Get everything you can.
They don't test for drug testing in pickleball, right?
Not yet.
Well, not yet because nobody under 95 has signed up for a tournament. But when I get in there, they'll be like, "You're 95 and you look like that." I'm like, "No, I'm not 95. I'm only 40."
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, "Something is amiss."
Sorry, we saw you from the back. You have the back of a 90-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Face of a 40-year-old.
The lower back of a 95-year-old. I do have one
review.
I do have one review.
Okay, newsaf.news.
Are you ready?
Yes,
I am.
Ding, Mary, Kill, News AF edition. 5 stars. Okay. By MMC9802, Ding Danny, a.k.a. Vascular D.
Sure.
Naturally.
Mary Rob.
Oh.
Whoa. I didn't know where this is going to go, but this doesn't...
Kill
Tyson.
Tyson.
Why?
But kill is in parentheses, so does that mean, like, kill me how?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that what this person is saying is in order to preserve your legacy, you're peaking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take you out at the highest point in your life.
I think it's a death threat if you don't put kill in quotation marks. So I think they're just trying to prevent a visit from authorities.
Okay.
It's like, I didn't say I'm going to kill him. I said I was going to kill him.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him with kindness.
Or accidentally kill me. While trying not to.
Right. Yeah, like hit you with a Tesla.
I mean, kill a euphemism, not kill.
Yeah.
Kill.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, while that's hurtful, it's still very good for both of you.
Yeah, I feel great.
Is it, Tyson, another marriage for me?
It's another marriage for you.
Second marriage? Yeah.
Yeah, MMC9802.
You know.
So you're the safe one, Rob.
Right.
Danny's the sexy one, and I'm the annoying one.
Mm, okay.
5 stars. But that's okay. 2 out of 3 is not bad.
5 stars at least, yeah.
Yeah, at least it's 5 stars at the very least. So if you want to play this game, Ding, Marry, Kill, a News AF edition, and you have a more hilarious or interesting take than the one we already shared, because we can't share something lesser than what's been shared, otherwise we're digressing.
Yep.
So get on newsaf.news and play Ding, Marry, Kill, News AF edition.
All right. So we're going to wrap this up. And Danny's got to run. So Danny.
Oh, jogging.
Yeah. All right. Great job once again. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre on the post-production, getting the show out. And thank you guys so much for listening. Take care. We'll be back on Tuesday next week. For News AF, episode number 203. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.